Moving on with the top five, at least 12 people have been killed in an air raid by U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Afghan military sources say the attack happened in the eastern province of Logar. The victims have been identified as Taliban militants. Local officials say nearly 50 people have been killed in Logar, Wardak, and Ghazni provinces over the past 24 hours. The U.S. and its allies invaded the country in 2001 as part of Washington's so-called War on Terror. The offensive removed the Taliban from power, but insecurity continues to rise across the country. Faiz Khurshid is a correspondent joining us from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Faiz Khurshid, what do we have over the past 24 hours in terms of deaths? So nearly 50 people. What is going on in these provinces, Logar, Wardak, and Ghazni?
Well, yes, the U.S. military is expanding their military operations. They continue to launch more and more air strikes. And we have been told that 15 others have been killed in Ghazni province, 12 people were killed in Logar province, and a large number of others have been killed in other provinces of this country by U.S. nighttime air strikes. And the U.S. military men are telling us that all those who have been killed are militants, but local villagers have another story to tell. They say that those people who have been killed were not involved in the Taliban campaign. They were not militants. They were innocent people, they say. So it's too difficult now for those villagers to believe the U.S. military men, because the U.S. airstrikes here usually cause civilian casualties, and these airstrikes are responsible for the bulk of civilian casualties. Civilian deaths that have greatly turned the Afghan people against the U.S. military involvement in this war-torn country. And the U.S. commanders are still telling to the Afghan people that they are here to win their hearts and minds, but it seems that their military operations have affected the lives of the Afghan people very much. And when civilians are killed here, especially at the hands of American forces, people come to the streets and protest against their military operations, and they call for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. forces from their war-torn country. It's also people inside President Hamid Karzai's administration who are strongly opposed to such airstrikes now, based on the order that came out of the Afghan president Hamid Karzai just a few months ago. The Afghan security forces cannot call in U.S. air support. Why? Because these airstrikes have harmed the Afghan people, and the Afghan government knows that if civilians continue to be killed and wounded, their legitimacy would be questioned by the Afghan people. Now, they do admit there is now a deep gap between the Afghan people and the Afghan government. Why? Because of these mounting civilian deaths.
And since we're looking at the rather large number here that has been said to be over 50, are we looking at nighttime operations? Are we looking at daytime operations? And of course, the procedure in terms of standard operating procedure, is it the Afghan security that's in the lead as they're supposed to be based on the pact that they have with the U.S., or is the U.S. taking this lead on its own? How is this working out?
Well, the answer to your question is both. They were killed by both U.S. nighttime operations and daytime operations, but most of them were killed by U.S. nighttime airstrikes and raids. And it has been confirmed by the U.S. military, and they do know that a large number of people have been killed. Based on the agreement that has been signed just 2 years ago between Kabul and Washington, U.S. forces are not expected to lead such operations. They are expected to have a backup role in such operations in the Afghan forces are expected to lead air strikes in other military operations, but that did not happen. And we still see American forces operating in this country and continue to launch more and more nighttime raids and air strikes. And the Afghan people have repeatedly come to Kabul and talked to President Hamid Karzai and complained against such nighttime operations.
Thank you very much. Faiz Khurshid, correspondent there from Kabul.